When we first got her, it was trips to the vet around every other day. Really traumatic for her, a lot of medications.
That's Katie Woolery, Assistant Animal Care Director at Wildlife Rescue. Woolery says she and two other directors took care of the cub around the clock for weeks, even taking her home with them at night.
It was a lot of work and very little sleep.
Once she was better, they decided to name her Nicole, after Nicole Carrion, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Coordinator who called about the cub and mentors the rescue center.
All right, so we're going into the enclosure now. She's going to be way up in her den.
Now Nicole is 5 months old and at a healthy weight for her age, about 30 pounds. When Katie and I arrive to check on her, it's about 11 o'clock in the morning, just about nap time for Nicole. She's hidden away in a wooden structure, but once Nicole sees guests, she's instantly curious.
Hi, Nikki. I know I brought a stranger, huh? Who's this stranger lady? You look like you're ready to play.
Woolery says the cub is pretty relaxed around humans now, thanks to hours of socialization or playtime with trusted volunteers.
That was the biggest thing that we did to get her comfortable with people, is just playing with her. She just needed a friend.
In her current enclosure, which is about 40 feet long and 20 feet wide, Nicole has a nook to take naps in, trees and other structures to climb, and plenty of toys. But Woolery says soon Nicole will outgrow it. So now Wildlife Rescue is collecting donations to rebuild a new mountain lion pen.
Right now we're in the process of remodeling our mountain lion enclosure. So she's going to have a lot of cool extra platforms, and we're going to make a whole medical area where we can kind of squeeze her into a hallway and train her to be able to do vaccines and kind of little medical procedures so that we wouldn't end up having to knock her down every time.
The group plans to keep Nicole as a lifelong resident at the center, since she didn't get the chance to grow up in a natural habitat. Woolery says soon some of the cub's natural instincts will kick in.
She's going to hit a point where she becomes territorial and no one is going to be able to go in with her anymore. But just the fact that she had such a tragic thing happen to her, and even just for those moments at a time when she purrs, I know that she is content and happy, and we were able to give that to her.
And Wildlife Rescue Director Doris Duncan says Nicole will be used as an educational resource for future mountain lion rehabilitation. And all the hours spent taking care of the young cougar will pay off. I found Duncan making lunch for volunteers.
Sometimes it kind of starts to catch up with you and you get pretty exhausted, but we kind of pull ourselves together and go, we only get about another 2 months to be able to do this. It's a lifetime opportunity.
For now, the team at Wildlife Rescue will continue to socialize with Nicole and begin renovating her new habitat. She is expected to move into her new, bigger home and start her new job as an education ambassador in about 3 months. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.